Hi, and welcome to the 18th episode of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. Moving Mountains for Multiple Myeloma is a collaboration to raise awareness and funds for myeloma research. Patients, caregivers, doctors, nurses, and loved ones take on challenging mountain climbs throughout the year to demonstrate that the advancements being made in recent years are helping patients live longer with a higher quality of life than ever before. On this year's domestic hike, a team of 20, which included team members from the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation and CURE, as well as Megan Newhouse, Donna Mosty, Ron and Jamie Tinchert, Jessica and Sarah Dahl, Brian Keller, Chris Seal, Patty Bivona, and Tamara Smith, all explored the Havasu Falls region of the Grand Canyon. In this week's episode, we spoke with two climbers about their experience and why climbs like these are important to continue raising awareness for multiple myeloma. Jamie Tinchert, who was joined on the climb with her husband Ron, received her diagnosis in June of 2012 after preoperative tests for a gallbladder removal showed her kidneys were not working properly. After pushing through tests for a year and a half, Jamie went on to have a bone marrow transplant and has since been on different maintenance therapies. Since her transplant, Jamie has tried pushing herself physically with 5Ks and a half marathon. And what better to do next than an 4MM endurance event?
Can you tell us a little bit about your experience with the Havasu Falls climb?
Oh, it was incredible. From start to finish, you know, when we got selected to do it, both my husband and I, they prepared us with all of the information that we needed and packing and preparing, you know, training. I had never actually camped in the woods or the wilderness. So they gave us all these lists of all these things to buy. So we went shopping and got everything. And then just once we got there, it was just phenomenal. It was just well planned out, but the beauty of the nature, it was just incredible. And the hike was easy for me because I had trained in all my running and that type of stuff. But, I mean, it was still a challenging hike, but it just was easy for me.
And I know you said that you took the trip with your husband. Can you kind of describe going through that experience with him by your side?
Yeah, having him by my side was a much-needed experience because, you know, I'm diagnosed with cancer, but in reality, he's diagnosed at the same time. And, you know, we haven't had a lot of time to just travel on our own and do stuff together. It's just constant running to the doctor's office and stuff and him supporting me all the time. So it was really nice that we could support each other on this event. We trained together and then got to hike and see the beauty of the Havasu Falls together. So that was just, it was really wonderful.
And what would you say was your favorite part of the trip?
My favorite part was the people that we hiked with. The people at the MMRF were phenomenal. And I know that now I can call them for anything, any questions that I have, clinical trials, anything that I need to know. Met some people with Amgen that were awesome. And then I was able to meet some patients going through the same thing that I was going through. And so that was really special too. And we're already making plans to get together on another event. We made some lasting friendships.
Great. And this is probably a very silly question, but would you do it all over again?
Oh, yes. I wish I could do it every 3 months.
And so now that you're back, what would you say was the biggest thing that you took away from the trip or how it affected your journey moving forward?
I think, you know, it affected me in that, you know, we were going out and fundraising beforehand, and it gave us the opportunity to sort of tell our story, also to talk to people, you know, and build awareness, and then just fundraising knowing that, you know, we're going to be part of this cure one day. And, you know, all of the money that we raised, 100% of it was going directly to the MMRF, and that was really the reason why we were doing it. So that was perfect.
Great. And to kind of leave off or kind of summarize all of this, what would you say is one piece of advice that you'd offer another individual going through a similar journey?
To always keep moving, keep exercising, keep challenging yourself. You know, you're taking a lot of, whether it's multiple myeloma or any cancer diagnosis, you're taking a lot of medications and things that don't make you feel so great, but exercise has been my saving grace, both physically and mentally.
Chris Seal, a marketing director for an oncology brand at Amgen, who also sponsored the Havasu Falls Climb, was selected from a lottery to represent the company. As someone who loves the outdoors, Chris was excited to challenge himself while also getting to spend one-on-one time to get to know the patients and their loved ones.
So you were selected. What prompted you or what made you excited about wanting to join the trek after you were selected?
I can tell you the very first feeling I had was apprehension. You know, when I arrived, I got picked up at the airport and was shuttled to the hotel where there were, you know, 15 people waiting for me that I didn't know at all. And it started off with a meet and greet where we're all shaking hands, and I'm thinking to myself, how on earth am I going to remember these people's names? And I don't know any of them, and we're about to sit in the car for 4 hours together. What are we going to talk about? And so it started off like the very first conversation I had was with Ron, who was the husband of one of the patients, and I immediately we connected. And his wife came up to me and started talking about some of the challenges she was recently facing, and I thought, okay, I already feel like there's a connection here. I feel like I'm really glad I made this decision. But we still had this 4 or 5 hour drive ahead of us where, you know, it was 12 of us in a van. And honestly, there was just a little bit of tension in the air about, you know, starting conversation. And it was the typical awkward first experience with new people. By the time we got done with the drive, we were sharing Oreos and treats, you know, a typical family car drive where we arrived at the first campsite. And that night was maybe the most memorable part of the experience for me, one of them anyway, where we sat around a campfire and shared our experiences, shared, you know, why multiple myeloma was important in our lives, and listening around the fire to, you know, the patients in particular sharing their stories, but also others who were there. A woman by the name of Megan, who was on the trip, was there in support because her mom had passed from multiple myeloma, and to see her dedication to following through on something her mother and her family had started was just inspiring, to say the least. And so that really kicked things off. And, you know, it really, where my mind was already in, that brought my heart in. And the next morning we started things off, made a short drive out to the canyon itself and looked down in the canyon. And we're, you know, for the first time faced with the beauty of the endeavor we were about to take on. And as we descended down into the mountain, we took our time and really just took in everything. It was at that point I realized that, gosh, we're going to get to hike for hours on end. I sat there and talked to, you know, Jessie and her sister, a patient and her sister, you know, a lot about what was going on in their personal lives. I mean, not most of it had nothing to do with myeloma, right? Most of it had to do with just getting to know each other on a personal level. And there's no better opportunity to get to know people than to be out in nature with zero distractions, appreciating their surroundings, and just walking together. You know, by the end of the day, we unveiled the Havasu Falls, and you should have just seen the smiles as everybody saw this magnificent sight. We'd reached our destination. Our first accomplishment had occurred, and everybody was extremely happy to be there. You could just see it in people's faces. And already you could tell there's this transition of strangers to friends, right? And it was just happening right before our eyes. The next day, we got to go down further into the canyon and went down to Mooney Falls and Beaver Falls. And we actually had to uncover for the first time or take on maybe the biggest challenge yet, which was a descent of, I would say, 200 to 300 feet of sheer cliff, where you had to go through these vertical tunnels down chains that were bolted into the side of a wall, holding onto ladders for dear life, all of which was covered in moisture from the spray that the waterfall was spitting out. And most of us, I would say, had at least some fear of heights, and this was a real challenge. So it was pretty cool when we got down to the bottom of that, because the group was waiting for you at the bottom, and there was just a full embrace. You could just tell that everybody felt good about accomplishing it together, and you know, you just feel the bond growing amongst the group and the feeling of accomplishment. To mention, turning around and finding the sheer beauty of Mooney Falls behind us, and there's some great, great pictures of all of us sort of holding hands or shoulders, standing in front of Mooney Falls, enjoying that. Spent the rest of the day enjoying the falls and then Beaver Falls and getting to kind of meander around a bit. And that night was kind of cool because it was our last night out there. And we decided, I think almost everybody, with the exception of one or two, decided to stay outside of the tent. So we had tarps laid out on the ground where we all laid and watched the stars. And, you know, it was probably the first time I've done that with that kind of a group since I was a kid. I can remember being, you know, my sister and I as children with some of our best family friends, all the kids sleeping out under the stars and waking up. And so to do that with this group was, I mean, there was a nostalgic element to it and a definite sense of family. I got to tell you, because that's the only other time I've really experienced that, we all sat out and looked at the stars and talked and shared. And, you know, it was just amazing. It was a real warming feeling, which was, I'll tell you, we went to sleep and there was a brutal interruption because we had to get up at, I think, 2:45 the next morning to begin our hike out. And we started the day off that early. I think we were on the trail by 4:30 and started the hike out. And there was a lot of anticipation here and also a little bit of anxiety because we all knew how far we had descended into the canyon and how big the hike was going to be coming out. And so, you know, I think we were all really just thinking about each other and making sure that everybody got out safe and sound. And, you know, as we got further in the hike, it became more and more clear. We were making great, great time, but it started to get tougher and tougher and warmer and warmer. And by the end, the last mile and a half, we called the wall, was basically a pretty vertical climb of switchbacks out of the Grand Canyon. And by that point, it was pretty warm, but it was cool. You could see groups form, right? There was a group that was a little bit stronger that went to the front, and they all kept each other company and set a pace that would work for them. There was a middle group that did the same. And then there was a final group where there's a couple of people who took up the rear, tried to go at a pace that was manageable and really helped each other. I mean, literally putting a hand on the back or taking water out of somebody else's backpack, or in some cases carrying somebody else's backpack to make sure the whole group got up, and taking our time to make sure that there was no man left behind. And the final culmination, the capper, was at the very top, the whole group waiting for the very last climbers to come out and the celebration that ensued. I mean, a real sense of accomplishment. There were some tears shed, and we did it as a group. So, I mean, that kind of summarizes the trip as a whole. The last part, though, was when we actually still had about a five-hour drive from the Grand Canyon to our final destination in Las Vegas. And that drive is amazing. The transformation from the drive there to the drive back, we had the music blaring. We were singing at the top of our lungs. You know, the way that you would do it, the kind of, you know, it's like singing like nobody else is listening because you're that comfortable with everybody in the car. We all picked our own favorite songs and played them over the car stereo, sang at the top of our lungs. The drive went so much faster back, and it was actually longer. It went faster on the way back than on the way there, and it was because we were having so much fun together after the bond that had grown between us. So I guess, you know, overall, it's a long-winded story, but I got to tell you, every single part of it had a special place and really added to the overall trip.
Now, this might be a silly question, but would you do it all over again?
Oh, would I do it all over again? Absolutely, in a heartbeat. I mean, I would say, I guarantee if you ask everybody on this trip, we would make it an annual if we could. As a matter of fact, we're all planning on getting back together to do another run or another activity, a walk in New York in October. So already we've got emails going around about getting back together for another trip.
And is there anything that we haven't touched upon, whether it be about the Havasu Climb or MM for MM or MMRF or Amgen or anything you can think of?
All I can say is, you know, when you think of Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation, what they're doing in terms of raising awareness and money for multiple myeloma, it's an outstanding endeavor. There's no doubt about it. It makes perfect sense to raise awareness and money. And if you think about moving mountains for multiple myeloma, yeah, I mean, when I looked at that at first, I thought, well, that sounds like fun. You know, how applicable is it to what we're trying to do? You know, most multiple myeloma patients may not want to climb a mountain. But what clearly stood out to me, something that I took for granted, is that special time of being disconnected from the rest of the world and having patients actually spending that time together, it was worth every penny of fundraising for those five patients that were on our trip. And I know that it's going to be the same. I know that creating that environment the way Alicia O'Neill and the MMRF have, creating that environment is going to be healthy for any patient who is able to go take on this endeavor. And so for me, the Moving Mountains for Multiple Myeloma, it had shocking relevance for these patients and just an amazing takeaway for each of these patients involved. And so I am 100% vested in the notion of this bringing value and 100% vested in continuing the effort with Moving Mountains for Multiple Myeloma.
To learn more, visit movingmountainsformultiplemyeloma.com. Join us next week when we discuss the H.R. 2976 bill. If signed into law, it will essentially hit the pause button on student loans for young adults who are going through cancer treatments, mitigating the financial burden for this patient population. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.